Welcome to The Edge Podcast. The Edge is the weekly youth service of Victory Family Center, and our heart is to see this generation encounter Jesus like never before. Now let's check out this week's sermon.
We're going to get ready to jump into the Word, okay? We're going to get ready to go into God's Word and talk a little bit about like what God wants to do this year as a service, as a youth ministry. And this year, you know, what I'm personally believing for, you know, and even as a church, what we've been believing for is that we're going to believe that this year is a year of new things. All right, come on, turn to your neighbor and say, new. All right, this is going to be a year of new things. And if you've been coming out for prayer together with us, you would have heard this multiple times, you know, that God is going to do new things in our church this year. All right, and God is going to do new things in our youth ministry this year. All right, so I want us to catch that in our hearts. You know, in Isaiah 43, it says, "For I am about to do something new." Okay, I'm going to give us another chance. "For I am about to do something new." All right, "See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." You know, and I believe, you know, even as I was preparing for the service today, you know, God just reminded me of this verse, you know, of how, you know, like He says, "I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." And I'm personally believing that this year, in every area that is dry, in every single barren ground, you know, we might be in our regions, you know, we have barren areas in our region, right? This is going to be a year where there will be rivers in dry wastelands. In every barren ground, there's going to be rivers. In every barren ground, there's going to be life that begins to birth forth again in our regions, in all across Singapore, all right? And I want us to catch that today as a youth ministry as we start this year, all right? Catch this in our spirits that, hey, God is going to do something new and He's going to bring about new things in every single barren area. All right. And even as a youth ministry, personally, I'm praying, you know, that this would be a year where firstly, that strong connect groups are going to be built. How many of you love your connect groups? All right. You know, I believe that this is going to be a year where strong connect groups are going to be built. You know, your connect groups are going to be like exploding with people. All right. And we're going to see multiplication of connect groups happen like never before. And we're going to believe that this is going to be a year where young leaders are going to be raised. Hey, if you're here, you're 13, you're 14, you're 15. You know, this year, we're going to believe that you guys are all going to be leaders. Hey, turn to your neighbor, find someone who's like 14, 15 years old and tell them, "You're going to be a leader." All right, every single one of you, you know, I believe that this is going to be a year where young leaders are going to be raised because God wants to use young people. All right, God doesn't just want to use your AMLs. God doesn't just want to use the slightly older people. God wants to use young people. All right, and so that's what I'm believing for this year. And also that as a youth ministry, we will be one that is Holy Spirit driven. Hey, we won't be a youth ministry that just relies on our own strength, that relies on our own abilities. Although in this room, there's a lot of talent, there's a lot of abilities, but we're going to be a youth ministry that is marked by the Holy Spirit. We're going to be a youth ministry that is marked by the presence of God. You know, and this year, you know, even as I believe for that, I want a challenge for us as a youth ministry to believe for this to take place in 2024. All right, in your connect groups, in your regions, in our youth ministry, that we will not just grow in numbers. I believe that we're going to like have to add chairs by the end of this year. We're going to have to add chairs. Okay, but we'll not just grow in numbers, but we will grow in our depth, in our relationship with God. Hey, that every single one of you at the end of the year, you know, you're going to be able to say that, hey, I've grown personally. Hey, you know, I'm growing deeper in my relationship with God. You know, and that's my prayer for every single one of us sitting here today. All right. And so even as I've shared, you know, about how, you know, we want to see new things, you know, about how we want to see strong groups built, how we want to see young leaders raised. You know, I want to challenge us that every single one of us has a part to play in seeing this vision happen. Okay. It's not just up to me. It's not just up to your leaders, but every single one of us. All right. We want to see this vision happen together. All right. And it starts with every individual going all in, all right, and holding nothing back from stepping into the call that God has for our lives. You know, today, over the next couple of weeks, you know, we're going to talk about how we can be a youth ministry and a generation that holds nothing back. Hey, we're going to be a youth ministry that talks about how, you know, hey, you know what? I'm going all in for the call that God has over my life. You know, I'm going all in to pursue what God wants me to pursue. All right. Because the truth is that He has a unique and special call upon every single one of our lives. You know, and the challenge for us this year is that we will be young people who will rise up to that call. That we will be young people to take that call and say, you know what? I'm going to go all in for it. I'm going to see that call fulfilled. I'm going to see that vision, that dream fulfilled this year. You know, and that actually starts, you know, how that starts is that that starts with us recognizing that what we have is valuable. You know, what we have is actually worth chasing after. All right, we're going to read the Bible in Matthew chapter 13. To read about this guy who found something very, very valuable. All right, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it." Hey, today, you know what God has given to all of us individually, what God is giving to us as a youth ministry is like that of a treasure. It's like that of a choice pearl. You know, and today I want to ask all of us as young people today, is that do we see the value of God's call? Hey, do we see the value of God's kingdom? You know, or are our eyes focused on God's call, or are our eyes wandering towards the world? Hey, you know, are we looking at God's call, or are we looking at the world? Hey, are you drawn to what you see on social media, or are you drawn to what the Word of God says? Hey, you know, do you see, are you drawn to like deep and valuable relationships, or are you drawn to relationships that are like shallow? You know, and today I want to challenge us as we start this new year, that would you begin to shift our focus away from the world and into this treasure? You know, this treasure that is right in front of us. Hey, the call of God is right in front of us. The presence of God is right here. You know, and we can begin to step in and say, you know what? This that God is giving to us is so valuable, and I'm going to like put aside everything. I'm going to sell everything and go all in for this that God has given to me. All right, because if we value something, we're going to go all in for it. You know, if you treasure someone, you're going to be able to sacrifice for them. All right, and if we value the call that God has on our lives, we will hold nothing back from pursuing that. All right, so throughout this entire month, like what I mentioned earlier, we're going to take a look at how we can live a life that goes all in for the call that God has on our lives, and how that would impact our generation. You know, and today, if we would be a youth ministry that holds nothing back, the truth is that, like what our sermon series title is, the truth is that our generation ain't ready for the revival that's about to come their way this 2024. Hey, they will not be ready for what's about to happen in our schools, in our tuition centers, in everywhere that we step foot on, because we are going to be a generation that goes all in and holds nothing back. All right, so before we jump into the rest of the word, let's pray. So close your eyes and bow your heads. God, we just thank you for your presence that is here. God, we thank you that you are bringing us into a new year, into a new season. God, we pray for every single one of us that you will open up our eyes, open up our hearts, even as we hear of the word today, that we will receive something, that we will just be able to run with your vision, that we will be young people that pursues your call and holds nothing back. So God, we thank you for what you are going to do in our service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone say, amen. Amen. All right, so we want to look at what will it look like if we pursue the call of God and hold nothing back from partnering with Him this year. Okay, so we're going to look at the Bible, and we're going to read of some people who were exactly like that. We're going to read of some people who held nothing back, went all in for the call that God had over their lives, and how that began to transform their generation. Okay, so we're going to read from Acts chapter 3 about some people called Peter and John. Okay, Peter and John are like Jesus' disciples. Okay, and we're going to read about how as Jesus' disciples, they went all in, they left everything behind, and they pursued the call. All right, in Acts chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently." Now turn to your neighbor and look at them intently. And Peter said, look at us. The lame man looked at them eagerly expecting some money. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. Hey, you know, this is a picture of what happens when we choose to follow the call of God. Hey, this is a picture of what can happen to our generation when we choose to fix our eyes on that choice pearl, on that treasure, on the call of God, and hold nothing back. All right, so the first thing that will happen this year, that I believe will happen this year, is that as we choose to put hold nothing back, is that we will begin to see beyond the natural and operate in the supernatural. Hey, we're gonna be a youth ministry that sees beyond the natural and operates in the supernatural. You know, like what the disciples did, Peter and John, you know, they saw beyond what the lame man naturally needed. You know, he was just expecting some coins to fall in his lap. He was just expecting some money to fall. You know, but they saw that, hey, you know, you don't just need money, you need healing. You don't just need money, you need salvation, you know. And they saw beyond the natural and operated in the supernatural. And for us today, this year, as we pursue what God calls us to do individually, you know, it is not by our own strength, you know, and we need to start seeing beyond the natural. Because the truth is, in the natural, we are all kind of limited, right? In the natural, we are all kind of like falling short a little bit. You know, we are not like perfect. We are not God. You know, and so today, I want to challenge us that even as we step into the new year, can we be a generation that looks beyond the natural? Hey, look beyond your natural circumstances. Look beyond your natural possibilities. Look beyond your natural abilities. Because young person, you might not be the most eloquent. You might not be the most charismatic, the most talented, the most gifted. But what you have is the choice pole. You know, what you have is God. Hey, what you have is that God wants to use you to see beyond the natural and begin to operate in the supernatural. You know, and we operate in the supernatural when we have eyes on God's call upon our life. Hey, you know, when we begin to fix our eyes on God, you know, what He does is that He begins to give us power. He begins to give us everything that we never ever knew we needed. You know, He begins to give us everything we need to fulfill the call that He has given to all of us. Hey, you know, even as we see beyond the natural and operate in the supernatural, what happens is that signs, wonders, and miracles begin to take place. You know, and even back in your schools, you know, I believe that this year, we're going to see miracles take place in schools and tuition centers. Hey, you know, even in your school, when your friend tells you, oh, today, my leg a bit pain. You know, my ankle, I think I sleep wrongly or like I wake up wrongly, my neck a bit pain. Noah's not here, so I cannot make fun of me, but Noah always wakes up with a neck pain. Okay, but this year, even as we see that kind of things happen in our school, we're not going to be like, oh, aiyah, poor thing lah. Aiyah, why you never sleep properly? You know, that's not going to be our response anymore. But this year, as we begin to see beyond the natural, we're going to be like, hey, can I pray for you? Hey, you know, I believe that God can heal you. And I believe that like healings, signs, miracles, and wonders will take place in our schools. And we're going to hear of so many testimonies of you guys laying your hands and seeing healing take place in our generation. All right. And this year, you know, I believe that that supernatural move of God will happen not just in our schools, not just in our tuition centers, but also in our homes. Hey, you know, for those of you who have unsafe family, this is going to be the year that as you pray for your family, as you begin to operate in the supernatural in your homes, like you're going to see your family members come to know Jesus. Hey, you're going to see family salvations this year as you choose to see beyond what's natural. All right. And so the first thing is that we begin to see beyond the natural and operate in the supernatural. And secondly, what happens when we hold nothing back is that we serve others and they experience God's love. Hey, you know, we start to serve others and people around us start to experience God's love. You know, the disciples that we read earlier in Acts chapter 3, it says, you know, that they chose to stop and meet the need. You know, every single day, this guy was at the front of the temple just asking for some money. You know, but these disciples chose to stop that day and meet his need. And even when everyone else just walked past, they chose to serve him. And because of that, he experienced God's love. Because of that, he experienced God's power, you know. And for us today, you know, as a generation, can we recognize that God's call for us is not just for ourselves? Hey, God's call for us is for out there. Hey, God's call for us is for the people around us. And God's commandment is that every one of us to love others, to serve others. Hey, in Philippians chapter 2, it says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Hey, take an interest in others too. You know, maybe this year, God has called you to start a Campus Connect group. You know, maybe this year, God has called you to share the gospel with certain people. You know, and it always starts from you serving them. It always starts from you loving them and showing that you genuinely care for them as a person. You know, before, like, any kind of, like, you don't, like, none of us want people to come up with to us with some, like, hidden agenda. You know, but we want to show people that, hey, I genuinely care and I genuinely love you. You know, that's why I want you to know Jesus. That's why I want you to know this God that, like, I'm loving and I'm serving. You know, and so loving and serving others is actually one of the best things that we can do. You know, the truth is that the way that we serve people is one of the best things that we can do. In John chapter 15, it says, this is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Hey, all of us here, you know, like, there is no greater way that you can show your love and show God's love to people around you by serving them and loving them this year. You know, and we might not have all the resources, you know, we might not have all of it together, we might not know everything, but one thing I know is that we can always show God's love to others. Hey, one thing I know is that we can always not hold back from serving others, you know, and the truth is that, like, we live in a generation that's, like, time is, like, very, very important. You know, time is of the essence. Like, every single minute counts, every single second counts, you know. And we are, like, sometimes, okay, personally, I don't know if I should say this. But personally, I'm a bit, like, what with my time? Like, you, if you want to meet me, right, you have to book me, like, 2 weeks in advance, that kind. Because I'm like someone that, like, really treasures my time and I plan my time in advance. And so, like, this is a year. I need to off my notifications. I'm getting distracted by some of your friends. Okay, but anyway, but even as I was preparing for today, you know, God began to challenge me that, hey, can you begin to prioritize people this year? Can you prioritize, like, serving people and loving people? And that actually means some of us need to sacrifice what we are comfortable with. That actually means that some of us need to sacrifice our time. Even though, like, we are people that, oh, no, I need to study, I need to do this, you know, and all of those is important. But can this be a year where we say, hey, you know what, I'm going to prioritize loving people. I'm going to prioritize showing God's love to the people around me, you know, because can we be a generation who knows how to be generous with the people around us? All right, and I believe that as we are generous with the people around us, they will start to experience God's love. You know, the people in our generation will start to experience God's love this year. All right, and thirdly, we don't just serve others, we don't just see beyond the natural, but when we hold nothing back, what we start to do as a generation is that we start to share Jesus and a generation is transformed. Hey, when we share Jesus, a generation is transformed. Hey, the disciples earlier that we read, you know, the disciples took the opportunity to share Jesus' power with the man and his life was transformed. And I'm sure, like, when he goes home and he goes back and people see him jumping around, they themselves will be transformed because they're like, huh, this person, isn't he the guy that always sit outside the temple? You know, why is he, like, running around and jumping around? And because of that one moment that the disciples began to share Jesus' power with that man, you know, not just his life was transformed, but the people around him, their lives also were transformed. You know, and for us, when we receive something good, we cannot help but share it with other people. You know, and for us, wholeheartedly pursuing after God's call also means that we share Jesus with the people around us. Hey, this year, you know, God has called, okay, not just this year, forever, you know, God has called us to share Jesus with people around us. Hey, you know, in the Bible, in Matthew 28, it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hey, this commandment was a commandment that was given, like, in the Bible, but it's like a commandment today as well. You know, that all of us here, we are called to win our generation. We're called to see our generation transform, you know, and I believe that this year, we're going to see our connect groups grow stronger, like what I shared earlier. And that actually starts with us sharing Jesus and sharing His love with our friends around us. Hey, you know, if you never ever open up your mouth to tell someone, hey, you know, I meet every single Friday with a group of friends, you know, you want to come and join my connect group. The truth is that nobody will ever come because nobody knows that you have a connect group happening, right? Okay, so we're going to see healthy multiplication take place when we start to share Jesus with the people around us. You know, because young person, I want us to catch this today, that a generation doesn't get transformed overnight. Hey, a generation doesn't get transformed overnight. It starts with us holding nothing back and showing God's love to others and sharing that with our friends. Hey, even as the keys begin to come today, and we begin to conclude, you know, this generation, like what I've been sharing today, is that they don't need someone who knows what to do. They don't need someone else to tell them what to do. You know, we all know how to study. We all know what to do. You know, but what this generation needs is that they need people who are willing to hold nothing back to pursue them. Hey, and can we as a youth ministry be one that holds nothing back to pursue the call of God on our lives and to pursue what God wants to do in our generation? Hey, we're going to pursue the people around us. We're going to pursue our friends in school, our friends in our tuition centers, and we're going to see them experience God's love because of what we're going to do this year. All right, and the call that God has for us as a generation this year, you know, I believe that we will be a youth ministry who would do whatever it takes to see a generation come to experience Jesus. This year, we're going to do whatever it takes to see our friends know Jesus. You know, this year, we're going to do whatever it takes to see our connect groups grow, to see our connect groups multiply, to begin to see the Holy Spirit move in our services as well. All right, so I want us to catch that today, that let's firstly see beyond the natural and operate in the supernatural, serve others and they experience God's love, and share Jesus so that a generation is transformed.
And that's it for this week. We hope you've been inspired and challenged to reach your generation for Jesus. Do check out www.theedge.org for more information, updates, and resources.